Erie County Water Authority meeting of November 1st, 2018. Commissioner Jones.
Present.
Commissioner Shad.
Here.
Commissioner Kearney.
Here.
Reading of the minutes.
I move to waive the reading of the minutes to the October 18th meeting.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Approval of the minutes.
I move to approve the meetings of the minute of October 18th.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Reports. Secretary's report. Commissioners, as discussed, we're having an executive session to be held near the end of the meeting. The discussion is of the appointment of an executive director pursuant to Public Officers Law, Sections 105, 1F, matters leading to the appointment of a particular person. Legal, there is no report. Fiscal, no report. Operations, no report. Human Resources, no report. Audit Committee. Summary of 10-18-18 Audit Committee meeting. Chairman Shad.
On October 18, Drescher and Malecki, independent accountants, reported on the agreed-upon procedures. Nicole Ruff from Drescher and Malecki presented to the board their report on applying the agreed-upon procedures based on the period January 1, 2018 through July 16, 2018. End of report.
Governance Committee, no report. Finance Committee, no report. Ethics Board, no report. Communication and bills. Creation and or amendment of master purchase orders.
I'll move to approve item one.
Second amendment question.
Any discussion?
Amendment question.
Yes.
Mr. Lichtenthal, you assumed the responsibility of this particular item in the absence of...
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item two, master purchase order releases, purchase orders, and purchase order amendments.
I'll move to approve item two.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item three, FOIL request from Mark Cerrone, Inc.
I'll move item three for approval. We're referring that out, right?
No, receive and file.
I'll move to receive and file item three.
It has been already responded to, though.
Item four, FOIL request from Ellen Reese. That, too, has been sent out.
It's been responded to, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Move to receive and file.
Okay. Do we need a second vote on those?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay. All right. What's next here?
Item five.
Item five?
Yes.
Complaint filed in the Office of the Attorney General.
Let's receive and file, and on that, I just want to note that the lawyer's going to remind the complainant that his complaint apparently is with the Buffalo Water Board, not Erie County.
That's a different one.
Aren't we looking at item four?
Item five.
No, oh, item five.
This is an item.
Yeah, my mistake.
This is an item that we have already responded to the Attorney General,
right.
But we understand that this complaint is going to be withdrawn. Okay, but we have responded to it, and we've had communication with the complainant in this, and they've indicated they're going to be withdrawing it, but we wanted to make sure we sent a response to the Attorney General.
Are they withdrawing it because we've satisfied it?
Because, yes, after it was discussed with them, they realized that it was misplaced. We've taken care of it. Tony Alessi talked to the individual, and I think we've got it all resolved. So he said he was going to withdraw. He hasn't done so, at least to our knowledge yet. But we have, Tim Gallagher did send a response to the Attorney General's office on this.
So our insurance people have already taken care of the damage, et cetera?
Yeah, we've taken care of everything.
As long as we've satisfied their complaints.
Item six, communication from Michael Borders.
Yep, and this is the one I was referring to where this gentleman's complaint apparently is with the Buffalo Water Board, since it's property that he's complaining about is within the city, and that is not part of the jurisdiction of our boundaries for the Erie County Water Authority.
I would just advise our legal staff that this is a sovereign citizen. They do not recognize New York state laws. They do not recognize New York state authority. They don't recognize United States laws, United States authorities. And they have a history of filing false judgments against people that they name in lawsuits. And I know that because they filed them against certain judges. So just be very vigilant in terms of Mr. Shad or anybody else who's named in this.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That'll be received and filed as well. Now, we come to item six. I didn't mean to step on your authority there, Mr. Secretary, but we've adopted a procedure where at this point in our meetings, if there is a ratepayer who's present and wants to say something or ask us a question, you can do so. Is there any ratepayer or citizen who wants to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, let's move on to the next item.
Unfinished business, T12, termination of personal services contract with Harder Seacrest and Emery, LLP, item number 4 of 8/2/18.
That's going to stay on the table.
New business, item 7, approval of change order number 2 of H&K Services for contract number OBG-12A, Sturgeon Point and Vandewater Improvements Project, project number 20150169, contract number 17-01-01, $130,400.
I'll move to approve item 7.
Second, any discussion?
On the question, is
yes.
There a blue sheet attached to this somewhere?
Okay.
I don't see one.
Oh, there's one on mine. Here, take a look.
Here.
And I notice, Margaret, you're signing twice.
Yes.
Once for form and once for substance.
Yes, once for form and once for substance.
I think this items 7, 8, 9, mm-hmm. and 10 mm-hmm. appear, well, maybe not, one of those may not be related, but a number of these are related, mm-hmm. along with some budget amendments.
Mm-hmm.
And I have reviewed these with the engineering department, and I'm going to ask Russ just to give us a thumbnail of these things. But these are all related to that major break last year from the 42-inch.
Some of them are, Commissioner. Just a brief overview. Recall we had that significant break that really affected much of Sturgeon Point. We had work going in a number of different areas, that being the critical piece of work that needed to be done. At the same time, and actually before that, relative to item 7, H&K Services contractor had a contract with us to perform a number of items within the same kind of area that the 42-inch ended up taking up impacting as well. So H&K had to kind of work around these things and continue to perform their work because they were there, they were mobilized and so on. So there was things that they wanted to get done that they couldn't get done. They had to hopscotch around a little bit and they worked with us as best they could. And so that led to more time being spent on the job and again, just more things happening because of this particular 42-inch water main break that occurred there. One of the ones that's mentioned in here is they're also doing some work on a flash mixer, which is basically, a big concrete basement, and working within that. And when they worked within that, they ended up finding that there was a leak that was going through this concrete wall again. Because think about your basement. That was hampering their work that they were trying to do. So we asked them to see if they could identify the leak. They were able to identify it and were able to repair it. But that took more time to deal with, more time just everywhere in all of this. And so that's really what much of this is about. There was an emergency declaration done for the 42-inch transmission main and all the work that was involved with that. And again, unfortunately, Agent K just sort of became a part of all of that that just slowed his work down.
And maybe we can just consolidate all mm-hmm. these to speed things up. But
sure.
A number of these are related to a declared emergency, correct? All this work is done, correct?
All this work is done.
So we're being asked to ratify rather than pre-approve a change order, correct?
On some of these, on the 42-inch pipe, it called a change reaction to the contracts we had, causing delays. I talked to engineering as well. Most of my belief, everything is within the scope of service. The change order was because it caused delays, and so we had to add time in the end, and that caused other chain reaction, like professional inspection fees had to go up because now they're inspecting for a longer period of time. So I found everything of these that you see today all within the scope of the contract, and that the unforeseen condition that caused the change order was the chain reaction from the 42-inch break. But everything was within the scope. The 42-inch break, which is separate from this, certainly was an emergency condition, but we've already dealt with this. But these are basically now what happened, what was things that had to be delayed because they had to take care of that, and that delayed this contract or caused additional problems in testing and like that. So all of this, and particularly this one, is all within the scope of the contract, and a change order was justified because of unexpected delays that was not caused because of our contractor.
Well, you know, change orders are my favorite topic.
I know.
And I, you know, we have reviewed these, and I agree that they are within the scope and they are normal change orders. But my question is, on normal change orders, and this obviously is not normal because it was caused by a major event.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do we pre-approve change orders before the work is done, and instead of being handed something to ratify rather than approve?
That's
and I understand you don't know the numbers until the work is completed.
Right.
But maybe when we get a purchasing director, they can answer all these questions. I don't know, but
we've already sat down, Karen and I, and Karen's going to be leading a project. I'll be the legal eyes and the scrivener, but we already started sitting down to talk about those issues. As you know, our procurement guideline at this point, in our view, it's almost a glossary of terms than it is to mark out what procedure. So engineer knows when are they supposed to bring this change order, what is the time frame.
Yeah.
So I think as we move forward, we're going to make sure that all of that, and so when we do have a purchasing director, the purchasing director can point to the exact section of our procurement guidelines that says you must do X, Y, and Z for even it to even come to the board or even a blue sheet to be created for you.
Sure.
So, but we're working on that, and Karen's leading that effort, and I'm working with her as the scrivener and the legal oversight. But as you know, in our area, it's a little bit, there's not a lot of law, but there's going to be a lot more policy and procedure that we recommend to you that gives a little bit more teeth and meat to what needs to be done.
And when we see these change orders, just to follow up, it seems that we have a pattern of, you know, we're voting on a change order on November 1st when it really expired April 30th. So we're kind of retroactively saying, what is already. So I guess as you go through this process, you know, we would rather see something on April 15th, which says, hey, or April 1st, there's no way we can make this deadline. Let's extend it out, rather than, you know, doing it really at this point. Mm-hmm. It's meaningless.
Mm-hmm. And we heard that. We've heard what the board has said on that, and that's how we're going to be moving forward with these procurement guidelines, to keep exactly what you intend the policy for the authority to be, so that you get these quicker, or, you know, that change orders are being asked before. But still we're going to have situations that will be defined by the procurement guidelines that, you know, sometimes you can't delay the work because it's going to cost more money to us. But we'll set forth those kinds of things so that when it comes to you after the fact, the work had to be done before there was time to do the change order. They open a hole, they find a major problem, they have to deal with it, and they will then, there'll be a provision within the procurement guidelines that will say this is pursuant to this provision, which meant that you already had given the direction, the policy, directing them to go forward, and that a change order has to then be given to them within a certain length of time after that. So we'll put that all in for you to review, and that will become your policy to guide everybody.
I mean, we're here every 2 weeks, so it really is not infeasible for us to be able to, on the fly, approve the change orders that everybody believes are necessary.
Yeah.
And, of course, we rely on engineering to tell us, yes, this is a necessary expense.
Right. But
and it may drive the time frame out, but the overall purpose to having these deadlines is to try and put everything within a budgetary time frame.
Yes, but but there's also a practical aspect.
No, nobody understands practical more than I think the three of us. But I guess there's been, I will from now on. I guess there's been a lot of what we've seen in these change orders. So I'm very thankful that you guys are going to rethink how these are done. And I think, quite frankly, that's going to have to involve not only how we perceive things should be done, but the contractors are going to have to be on board, and so is engineering, to say, you know, we're not doing business this way anymore.
Right.
We're not going to retroactively approve what you bring in. We want to approve the change orders before, or at least contemporaneous to the decision that they are made.
Yeah, that will happen. Yeah,
7, 8, and 10, are these are relative to much older projects that are at the end of their process. So.
I think that's why, at least for me, you know, we're approving them because...
Yeah. We're going to build in some provisions for emergencies.
Can I just ask this? There's two issues time-wise. One is we don't have a new purchasing director, and we have had this discussion earlier. The second one is, you know, considering that higher need to get filled and the work taking to do the new procedures. One, is this something where you think you have to have the new purchasing director in place to finish the procedures? Okay. And even if not, is there any sort of projection right now where you think the procedures would be in a stage where you could recommend them to the board? I mean, we're talking about January 1st, January 15th.
We had our first meeting last week, but there's a lot of work in this. Karen, as you guys know, I'll be without pay for 2 weeks. I have a federal trial that I have to work on. Karen will be working with the small little team we put together that consists of Lavanya, who knows the construction side of what we do in procurement. And really, this is going to be really the first time that we're making it more centralized and decentralized, because that seems to be the desire of the board, at least to look to that. We brought in Lori Molina because she obviously knows what we have done on the purchasing side of things, so we understand that protocol. Karen, of course, is controller, and I will do it from the legal end. But we're going to pull everything together. We're hoping, obviously, to have sections done that you can review as we're working on other sections, and it will be building. But as far as the purchasing director, really, until we get to the point that we can say, here's what the law that guides us, which is very broad as far as state law, but here is the policies that you have to adopt. Once those all are in place, then a purchasing director can go in and just do what you want, which is implement your policy. So
I think... say something about that purchasing director. That's a competitive position that requires a test, and they ought to know even more than any of us.
Right.
What the guidelines, the statutes, and the guidelines are,
and that's
part of making people accountable. Now, you, Karen, and Russ have been doing a marvelous job in cleaning all this up, but that's really not your jobs.
Well, certainly this would be a living document,
You
know, so it would be subject to amendment, you know, if there was something in it that a purchasing director thought was outside the scope of what the law says or their experience.
Where do we stand on recruiting It'll get you in.
Have we had anybody respond yet to the posting?
Is there a posting?
Yeah. Is there a posting?
No, you gotta.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get done with this, yeah.
Yeah, we have to get this done first.
If you'd like, I can have that posted.
Well, we should be able to make that decision today, so that'll be easier for.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, let's, yeah, let's
I will get it up.
Okay, all right. All right, well.
Well, with that, I'm ready to vote on 7, 8, 9, and 10.
As a group?
Yes.
I'll move to amend the motion on 7 to include 8, 9, and 10. Is there a second to amend?
Second.
Second. Any discussion? Those in favor of the amendment? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Those in favor of approving items 7, 8, 9, and 10 as amended?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 11, authorization to refund service connection fee to Paul McCarkey, $2,000.
I'll move item 11.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 12, authorization to refund service connection fee to David and Nikki Heinrich, $400.
I'll move item 12 for approval.
Second.
Any, all in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 13, authorization to grant leak allowance request, $586.70.
I move item 14, or 13, which one is this? 13. 13.
Second.
And I have to abstain from this vote because Mr. Malchewski is a client of my office.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
One abstention.
And one abstention. Please vote.
Item 14, authorization for Rick Darren, network specialist, to attend Cisco IP routing training in Arlington, Virginia.
So moved.
I'll second.
Second. Any discussion? Those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 15, authorization to grant one-time courtesy reversal of delinquent charges for Mary Ann Braytek, $540.03.
I'll move item 15.
On the question.
Yeah. It's second. On the question, go ahead.
Can we make this contingent upon the underlying bill being paid?
That's part of the process, that they have to pay the bill. And then we waive it.
All right.
But we can't waive it until you.
Right.
Due to the threshold.
With the understanding that it's contingent upon the bill being paid.
They're probably in a payment arrangement. They had a leak.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 16, authorization to amend the Erie County Water Authority's annual capital budget for fiscal year 2018.
I'll move item 16 for approval.
Second.
Any discussion?
And this is related to?
This is related to the 7 through 10 items.
Correct.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 17, authorization to adopt the 2019 operating and maintenance budget.
I'll move item 17 for approval.
Second.
Any discussion? I just want to say that the staff here has done a marvelous job in terms of bringing the information to the board. We had two very good budget meeting days, and frankly, I think all the staff who had a report and answer questions were well prepared. Tweaked a couple of little things, but all in all, I think this is a sound budget. So,
well, I just want to add to that yes, the staff not only appeared before us, the heads of the different departments, but they provided in advance detailed as to what they wanted, what they were requesting, the reasons why. We had the opportunity to review all of those things, and then the opportunity to then question each department head as to what was necessary and unnecessary, and able to make changes and request changes and amendments to those requests. So thank you. The department heads really deserve a lot of credit for all the work they put in to create this budget.
Anything further?
Yes, I echoed all the comments that have been made by the other commissioners. I've been through a number of municipal budget processes, and this was by far very clean. On my part, it takes an adjustment to get the difference between a municipal budget that has to be cast in stone because they have to go out and raise a certain amount of taxes, and a flexible budget like this one, where we can amend it as we just have for a couple of contracts, amended this budget. There are a few minor things in the budget that I have questions about, but given the overall scope of it, I certainly think it's a reasonable budget. I really like the part of forecasting what future budgets may be impacted by adopting a budget like this, and keeping the rate increase at 2%, which as a retiree on Social Security, I appreciate, because it's under what appears to be the COLA for Social Security next year. So I'm pleased to support this budget as well.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 18, authorization to adopt the 2019 annual capital budget.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 19, authorization to file the Public Authorities Reporting Information System Paris 2019 Annual Budget and Financial Plan to the New York State Authorities Budget Office.
Also move to approve item 19.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
Item 20, authorization to create two positions of account clerk and eliminate one position of customer service representative in the Erie County Water Authority's 2018 O&M budget.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Item 21, service connection work order list.
I'll move item 21 for approval.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Now at this time, I would move that we go into executive session for an executive director interview for a discussion of the appointment of an executive director pursuant to public officer's law, section 105.1F, matters relating to the appointment of a particular person. And I would ask the secretary, do we need anything else? And
I would prefer to have the secretary present.
Yeah.
I'd like the engineer to be involved.
All right. Mr. Stoll will stay. Anybody else you think we ought to keep?
No.
Okay. Mr. Stoll and Mr. McCracken will stay, and we'll let everybody else go while we...
We need a vote.
Oh, yeah, we need a vote on this. I'm sorry. Move to go in. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We're in executive session. And Mr. Maya, if you'll step up, we'll take a minute. So executive session. And just one report. We had a very good discussion, but we have made no decision. And we have no further comment.
I'll move to table item 22.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. Motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
What a life.